In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Both Epistle and Gospel of today's Mass teach us patience and the role of wrongness and evil, even evil, in our sanctification. The field in today's parable refers first to the church, but secondly it refers to one's soul. In that context, we need more explanation. We need some strong resolutions, for sure, especially at the beginning of a journey of conversion, or passing from childhood to the age of adult. Our resolutions are the good seed planted in our souls with God's help, His divine grace. Our weaknesses, due to our fallen nature and our past sins, the exposure to this world, the hatred of the enemy, caused the growth of the weed. One could be so frustrated in his effort that he wishes there is no weed at all, even at the cost of his fragile resolution and balance. Let us listen to the divine teacher. Don't root up the weeds along with the weeds, because it is still too soon. The weed is not overpowering the wheat in the parable. It is just here in the field. It is bothering the servant. But with patience, we will be able to see if the cause of the growth is external, the world, the enemy, or internal, our weaknesses or our sins. Thinking that we could keep our field clean by a constant violent tension is an error. The weed may have a providential effect to keep the soul rich and to make the wheat stronger, while by a too constant, a too violent tension, we will experience just fatigue. In our spiritual life, we make more improvement in bearing our defaults, not to excuse them, and in repairing for our failure. It helps us to show mercy and patience to the neighbor. With patience should come charity as a crown. Remember that patience for yourself, not excuse, but patience for yourself, encourages you to show patience to the others. Keep the wheat growing in the field. Keep the wheat low. Know that you have to deal with this on a frequent basis. This, dear friends, is called the purification of the intentions. Can you imagine a field that has never any weed? So is a soul. We need to purify from time to time our intentions, to redirect our intentions, to use some good spiritual mean as a compass to redirect our intentions to its goal. The prayers for the poor souls in purgatory is a good occasion for the purification of our intentions, is a good compass. It reminds us that we are not aiming purgatory, but heaven. Don't damage the field of your resolutions and be a good friend of yourself along with good use of sacraments and prayers. At the next season of sowing and harvest time, your wheat will grow stronger. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.